The brutality of ISIS actions in Paris, France is still making headlines across the world. Islamic militants did claim responsibility for those particular attacks, while Maulana Hassan Hendricks is the president of the Muslim Judicial Council based in Cape Town. He joins us on the line. Good afternoon, Maulana, and thank you for your time on the News Today desk.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all our fellow South Africans.
Maulana, to what extent is the ISIS religious philosophy rejected by the wider Islamic community? ISIS claim they are driven by Islamic religious principles.
I want to say from the offset and in my capacity as the president of the Muslim Judicial Council South Africa that ISIS has absolutely no contact or no basis in the pure teachings of the higher objectives of Islam as a religion. And therefore, I wish to place on record that whenever we juxtapose the term Islamic with ISIS, then I feel compelled in my capacity as the president of the Muslim Judicial Council to pronounce clearly to the South African community that there is absolutely nothing Islamic of ISIS. There cannot be the equivalence of Islamic to such a terrorist group that performs such type of brutal, inhumane actions against humanity and against innocent people. Even though they claim to be in the name of Islam or they have the apparent religious or Islamic paraphernalia, I think it is absolutely important to understand that ISIS has no basis in Islam as a religion.
Maulana, you're saying that these atrocious acts should not be allowed to define an entire religion. But this extremist group in particular, it is tainting the name and image of a religion that's practiced by 1.6 billion people worldwide. What can be done to counter that, Maulana? The imams coming out in Paris in the aftermath of those attacks, singing the French national anthem and so on, for example, goes a long way to shatter these kind of negative, indeed dangerous kinds of religious stereotypes.
It is precisely for this reason that in my capacity as the president of the MJC and religious leaders in the Muslim community in South Africa and internationally, whenever such inhumane attacks takes place and it is claimed to be in the name of ISIS or anybody carrying an Islamic or a Muslim name or an Arab name, that we as a religious community, as Muslims, are placed on the back foot that we have to explain Islam. And therefore, I want to reiterate that it is important for people like myself and the imams and the learned scholars in Islam to be consistent in explaining to the South African community and to the international community that there is no basis for such a claim in the name of religion. Secondly, I wish to place on record, and not to dilute the importance of it, is the fact that many people do many things in the name of religion, and religion is absolutely innocent of it. Those who do it in the name of Christianity, it is not a reflection on Christianity. Those who claim to do it in the name of Judaism, Judaism is not a reflection of that. And those who do it in the name of Islam, it is not a reflection on the pure teachings of the divine religion such
Thank
as
you.
Islam.
Thank you, Maulana. That was Maulana Hassan Hendricks. He's the president of the Muslim Judicial Council that's based in Cape Town. Moving on to other news now, between March 2012 up until now, France has suffered up to 10 terror attacks.